from the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T2T.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, alrighty, alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program on this Sunday. It is a big day here in Las Vegas and a big day around the country, if that's for sure, because it's St. Paddy's Day. So the luck of the Irish be with you today on St. Patrick's Day. We wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day, that's for sure. We need all the luck we can get. That's absolutely. So let's see if we can find a four-leaf clover of a few winners today from our handicappers. We welcome you to the show. We come to you live and direct from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, South Point Studios on the South Point Hotel Casino Complex here on Las Vegas Boulevard, your fabulous strip. We come to you live via streaming through the app of YouTube, so just go to YouTube, wherever you get YouTube. I mean, you can get it on the internet, you can get it on your TV, you can get it so many different ways. And of course, at YouTube streaming, hit South Point Studios, you get to our show, the South Point Network here, where you can see and listen to us streaming on YouTube. We welcome you to the show. And if you haven't subscribe yet, when you get to that position, when you start watching the show, hit this subscription. Make sure you subscribe. It's free. And we'd love to have you here as part of our team here at the Race Day Show. We welcome you on this St. Paddy's Day. And also today is Selection Sunday for the NCAA basketball tournament, the Biggie. And we're going to have special programming on the show today for that. Sports by the Book, it usually follows us on Saturday and Sunday at 8:30, is going to start today at 4 p.m. because they are going to wait until the selection show is over. They'll start dissecting all of the teams and all of the brackets, etc. After the selection show, the March Madness starts in earnest. Sports by the Book will be on the air here at 4 p.m. Pacific time with an elongated show covering the March Madness and the first lines of those games coming out here at the South Point with Chris Andrews, the sports book director here, and Vinny Mugliolo as well. So it's going to be the A-team here for Sports by the Book that happens at 4 o'clock this afternoon, Pacific time, here at the South Point Studios. Remember that. In the meantime, we will try to dissect what's going on in horse racing, Las Vegas style. And, of course, not only are we here at the South Point Studios Network, streaming on YouTube, but we're also here locally on our anchor radio station, KSHP 1400, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM, and then streaming on all our website connections that we have, our racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. You got your iPhone, your Android, that you can get the KSHP app that you can put on, that you can hear us on your devices, plus your YouTube app that you can hear and see us on your devices, your iPhones or your Androids, and of course anywhere you get your podcasting as well. So we're pretty well covered around the country, around the world, right here from the South Point Studios for the Race Day Las Vegas show, covering horse racing and sports to a degree, Las Vegas style. So we welcome you to the show on this St. Paddy's Day. Wow. Well, you remember yesterday I was talking to our handicappers, and I said, you know, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend, and we need to look for the hunch bets. And I said, there's a hunch bet yesterday at Santa Anita for St. Patrick's Day. Now, St. Patrick's Day, of course, you're looking for four-leaf clovers, the Shamrocks. And so in the fifth race yesterday at Santa Anita, Shamrockin' was a horse that was running. Name, Shamrockin'. So I said, you know what? That's the hunch bet of the day, Shamrockin'. Well, Shamrockin' rock and rolled through the stretch and got up to win in the fifth race under Giovanni Franco and paid a nice $18 to win. Fat 18 bucks, and it started the late pick five at Santa Anita yesterday. And that late pick five, if you would have put Shamrockin', the hunch bet on the show, to John Lendo's published late pick four, you know he has a suggested late pick four on his sheet every day. If you would have done that, it would have cost you $16 for a 50-cent away bet. $16. Because John, his pick four connected with the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th races. Shamrockin' was the 5th race. That encompasses the entire pick five. You could have had the pick five for $16 by putting the hunch horse with John Lendo's pick four. And the $16 layout would have... Well, it would have paid off to you at $1,836. $1,836.90 for the late pick five connecting the hunch bet Shamrockin'. The late pick four, straight, John Lindo's straight $16 late pick four on his sheet here at the South Point, that paid $220.10. So it was a luck of the Irish day yesterday for the race day listeners and certainly for the folks who took John Lindo's Lindo Report here in the South Point. But the big story of the day yesterday at Santa Anita, of course, was the San Carlos Handicap, where the Chosen Vron, this horse was voted the California Horse of the Year last year. He was voted the Horse of the Year. This 7-year-old has had a total of 15 wins out of 20 lifetime starts before going into the San Carlos yesterday. And he won as the prohibitive favorite, and like a good thing, the Chosen Vron wins the San Carlos under Mr. Barrios and pays $2.80 as the prohibitive favorite. All right? Hector Barrios was the rider. Trainer Erica Kruljek is the trainer there. So now he's 16 wins out of 21 starts in his lifetime, And he ran the six furlong, I should say the seven furlong. He ran the seven furlong San Carlos, this seven-year-old. Ran it in 1 minute, 20.96 one-hundredths. That's cooking, baby. The Chosen Bron does it again as a fan favorite, a California favorite, in winning the San Carlos. Ghost of Midnight was second in that race. Elwood Blues, who tested the Chosen Bron early and then withheld the late close of Ghost of Midnight, Elwood Blues finished third. The Chosen Bron, what a game horse. What an absolutely gritty horse this is. The Chosen Bron wins the San Carlos. And in the last race, John Lindo's selection on the show won, Luahana Flavor. That horse paid $8.80 to complete the day. That was John Lindo's pick. Jerry Jackowitz, his selection in that race finished second. So Jerry came with the reverse exacta that paid $14.90 with his link-ups, which was Lahane Flavor. And Lahane Flavor, of course, John Lindo's pick on the show won outright. So it was a big, big late card at Santa Anita for the race day listeners yesterday. And by the way, Umberto Rispoli, who won that last race aboard John's horse, got his 1,999th career win. His next win will be 2,000, might come today, Santa Anita, okay? And other news yesterday, the Coast to Coast Pick 5. That thing continues to pay great. The Coast to Coast Pick 5 yesterday, the winning numbers 52617, paid $10,430.10. Coast to Coast Pick 5 linking races from Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park. Another one will happen today. Earlier in the day, the Pasadena Stakes was won by Stay Hot. Stay Hot did that for Antonio Frisou and trainer Peter Urton. Stay Hot was the favorite, $4 even to win there, outrunning Guy Named Joe and Lord Bullington, who finished third in the Pasadena. So a good day of racing yesterday at Santa Anita. Oaklawn Park. Trainer Steve Asmussen had a big day. He won three races yesterday at Oaklawn, and his third race of that trio was the Whitmore Stakes winner, Jackson Traveler. Jackson Traveler with Flavian Pratt. We were wondering yesterday, Flavian Pratt going out to Oaklawn Park, not a real big day of racing there. This horse was 12-1 on the morning line with the connections of Asmussen and Pratt. Well, it was bet down to 5-1 and won the race, paying $13, even outrunning Tejano Twist, the favorite in the race, and Rivet, who finished third in that race. Bill Mott gave Flavian Pratt back-to-back wins, with Pratt winning the 10th race, paying $4.80 with the Mott trainee Rocket Can. And that, of course, was Pratt's second win of the day. Got to tell you, earlier in the day, in the fifth race, Taxed came back off of a layoff and was a solid winner under Christian Torres, paying $7.60. Remember that name, Taxed, next time he runs. And the other feature of the day at Oaklawn Park, the Purple Mountain Stakes, was won by Astorina with Emmanuel Esquivel aboard, paid $9 even, trained by Randy Morse. Finishing second was Blue Squall, and the third horse was Extreme Smoke Show there at Oaklawn. At Aqueduct yesterday, with that multi-day pick six carryover, winner of the feature race, the Cicada, was Gahalia Princess. Gahala Princess, Manny Franco aboard. Brad Cox, the trainer, the winner, paid $2.80 as the prohibitive favorite in that race, outrunning Reconcile and Anna's Wish, who finished third in that race. And again, the pick six paid $10,681. Finally, they hit it yesterday at Aqueduct. And in the Gulfstream Park, Riley Mott won two races on the day, and his Bill Mott won a race on the day. So it was kind of like the Motts yesterday at Gulfstream Park. I got to tell you, the feature race of the day was the Hutchison. That was Riley Mott's first win of two on the day with Beeline. Beeline got up in the final strides and won that for Edgard Zayas, paying $3.60. A game winner, Beeline was. Beeline took the heat early and withheld the late charge. Beeline wins it. Second was Impromptude, and third was Patriot Spirit in the Hutchison Stakes yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Check this out. You want to know prices? How about the sixth race at Gulfstream yesterday? The winner was 50-1. That horse paid $102 for a $2 win bet. The second place finisher, 30-1. And the fourth place finisher was 23-1. The winning numbers in the 10-cent super, 7, 2, 5, 13 for a dime. The payoff was $10,448.75. What a day yesterday at Gulfstream as well. What a day yesterday across the country, that's for sure. Hey, we're looking for a little bit more of that Irish luck on this St. Paddy's Day, so don't go away. We're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, we've got our handicappers, Jonathan Hardoon's with us. Rich Eng will be along. He had another winner in college basketball yesterday. And so he's going to start ramping it up for March Madness selection show later on today. And, of course, Richie along with John Lendo from Southern California. Jerry J. will not be with us today, but he gave me his picks. We got picks from Jerry as well. So don't go away. We're just starting on this Irish Sunday. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
And all I can say is that the Kentucky Derby Future Book Pool, the Parimutuel Pool, is still open. It'll be open until 3:30 this afternoon Pacific time. Kind of a wide open board for the Pool 5 in the Kentucky Derby Parimutuel Future Book Pool. Of course, that's because some of the favorites got a few nicks and crannies in them. And of course, Bob Baffert doesn't have any in the race because he can't run his top horses, top three-year-olds in the country, in the Kentucky Derby because the band. So that'll keep rolling until about 3:30 this afternoon. The National Thoroughbred Racing Association's National Horse Players Championship Tournament went into day two, and we take a look at the leaderboard there. T.J. Sande, who was the leader day one, is now in second place. Seth Morris, one of his entries in the tournament, is now the leader, with winnings of $269.38, to be exact. T.J. Sande is still second. He's in second place with $243.90. Scott Cavalieri is third with $233.92. Lawrence Calden, $232.86. Dennis Tiernan, $221.38. He's in fifth place. Sixth place is Christy Moore. Christy Moore has $218.04. Matthew Blanchett, which is still on the leaderboard there, he's in seventh place with $217.32. Dan Horvat is in eighth with $216.98. Daniel Kaplan is in ninth place with $216.18. And Mark Stillmock rounds out the top 10 with $214.22. So from the first place to the 10th place, $269.38 on top, $214.22 is in 10th place. And it continues to go today at the Horseshoe here in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship Tournament wraps up today. It's going to be an exciting day in that room, no doubt about that. All right, today, they have already drawn for next weekend's two big races for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. That is the Louisiana Derby and the Jack Ruby Stakes. I'm going to go through that with Jonathan Hardoon when we get to him after the menu, but those two races have been drawn. That's for next Saturday. That'll really start the 100-pointers for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard, that's for sure. And finally today, talking about the weather, well, the weather here in Las Vegas, 43 degrees right now. It's going to get up to 66. It's beautiful. It's sunny. All that rain has left us. It's gone. That's it. We got the lawns watered and all that good stuff. and for the foreseeable future, it's going to be sunny and nice here in Las Vegas. As a matter of fact, by the time we get to Thursday and Friday on the cusp of next weekend, and of course with big March Madness happening starting on Thursday, we might get up to 78 degrees here in Las Vegas and sunny. That's for sure. All right. So as far as today is concerned, though, a lot of that rain made its way to the Gulf Coast. And there's a lot of rain over eastern Kentucky, all over Louisiana and down there in the south. So as a result of that, the fairgrounds has canceled their Sunday racing today because of the heavy rain. Fairgrounds canceled racing today because of the heavy rain. Keep that in mind. As far as the rest of the country and the rest of the racing areas are concerned, looks like it's going to be pretty good. We'll wait and see how far that heavy action in Louisiana makes as it makes its way towards Florida. We'll wait and see if the racing today will escape that. But in the meantime, here's your menu of racetracks available today in the racebooks, simulcast centers, and racetracks around the country. We remind you, as we always do, the first post times we broadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone, because that's where we're at. Here in Las Vegas, we are in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in the racebook here today. If you're not listening in the Pacific time zone at all those other platforms that we did distribute this show to you, and you're in another time zone, adjust to it so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, especially on days like today. First post times are Pacific. Adjust if you're not in it. Okay, here we go. Here's the menu for today. We begin with Mahoning Valley Racecourse. Now, Mahoning Valley Racecourse has a pick six jackpot carry over $22,924. Their first post time at Mahoning Valley Racecourse for eight races is set at 9:05 there. Then we go to Laurel Park. Laurel Park in Maryland, nine races at Laurel. First post time at Laurel Park today, with a carryover in their pick six jackpot of $4,654. Nine races, first post time, 9:25. Then we get to Tampa Bay Downs. Tampa Bay has a pick six jackpot carryover, $3,720. Nine races, first post time, 9:30. Then we get to Gulfstream Park. Their pick six rainbow jackpot carryover has climbed now to $315,411. $315,411 in the Gulfstream Park pick six jackpot carryover. First post time for 10 races, 10:10. Their feature race today is the $100,000 Any Limit Stakes. Six furlongs for three-year-old fillies. Six go to the post before any scratches. R. Harper Rose is the even money favorite there. That's the sixth race on the card of the 10. And again, first post time at Gulfstream is set at 10:10. 10:10 this morning at Gulfstream. Then we go to the Big A Aqueduct in New York. Now, right now, they say it's mostly cloudy and 53 degrees. The track is fast at Aqueduct, though. Track fast at Aqueduct. Eight races, a couple of stakes races. The fourth race on the card is the Damon Runyon, six furlongs for three-year-olds. We got a scratch there of the 8-5 shot. Heavyweight Champs is a scratch in the race. So now you have two horses vying for favoritism on the morning line at 9-5. They are Antonio of Venice and Mischief Joke, both set at 9-5 on the morning line. There's only a four-horse field there, no show, no trifecta, no superfecta wagering in the fourth race, the Damon Runyon Stakes. The other stake race on the card is the $100,000 Eastview Stakes. Three-year-old fillies going six furlongs, seven in that, no late scratches in that one. You got a 6-5 favorite in Caldwell Loves Gold with Manny Franco, and Bernie Takes Charge at 8-5 with Trevor McCarthy. That's the seven in the Eastview Stakes, the seventh race on the card. Eight races today at Aqueduct. First post time is at 10:20. 10:20 at Aqueduct today. And then we'll go next to Oaklawn Park. Oaklawn Park has nine races today. Their first post time is at 10:30. 10:30 at Oaklawn Park. Fairgrounds has been canceled. Fairgrounds will not race today. The fairgrounds, heavy rain in the area, they canceled racing today. Sunland Park has 12 quarter horse races. All of them are races for two-year-old trials at 300 yards. It's trials day today at Sunland Park. Again, 12 quarter horse races. First post time is 11:25 at Sunland. And their carryover in the Super High Five is $273. First post time, Sunland quarter horses, 11:25. Next comes Santa Anita. 9 races today at the Great Race Place. First post time is 1 o'clock this afternoon. Their feature race today, appropriately on St. Patrick's Day, is the Irish O'Brien Stakes. 7th race on the card, 6.5 furlongs on the turf for fillies and mares, 4-year-olds and up, a field of 7 in that race. And the favorite at 5-2 is Rose Maddox with Flavian Pratt. Back in Southern California today, Flavian Pratt rides the, I should say, second choice, pardon me. Chancery Way is the 2-1 favorite in that race with Antonio Frisou. Rose Maddox is the second choice at 5-2. 7 go in the Irish O'Brien, and that's the 7th on the card. 9 races today at Santa Anita. First post time is at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Then we go to Golden Gate. Golden Gate Fields has a pick 6 jackpot carryover, $21,041. 7 races. First post time at Golden Gate is set at 1:15. And then we wrap it up tonight at Los Alamitos. Los Al. First post time at Los Alamitos this evening is at 5:40. 8 races, 1 thoroughbred, 5 mixed breaks, and 2 quarter horse races. The quarter horse stakes race is the 8th and final. First post time for the menagerie at Los Alamitos is set at 5:40 this evening. Okay, now it's time to go to a man who has given us a lot of Irish luck lately here, that is for sure, Jonathan Hardoon. Good Irish morning to you.
Good Irish morning to you, Ralph.
Well, all I can say is that it was interesting racing across the country yesterday, that's for sure. But now we're gearing it up for next week. 2 big races that will hold Kentucky Derby leaderboard points. And, of course, that'll be at the fairgrounds with the Louisiana Derby and the Jack Ruby Stakes. And going over the field real quick here, Jonathan, for the Jack Ruby, a $700,000 race at a mile and 1/8. And, of course, that's on the synthetic racetrack. They had an overflow field of 14, which means there's 12 plus 2 also eligibles. Real quick down the line, they are. Number 1, Freedom Principle. Number 2 is Dancing Groom. Number 3 is Lucky Jeremy. The 4 is Noted. That is a Todd Pletcher horse. The 5 is A Gate Road. A Gate Road, a quality road offspring, and a Todd Pletcher trainee has been also entered in the Louisiana Derby on Sunday as well. Northern Flame is in it, Wood Court, Otello, Seize the Gray, Endlessly, which this horse is a Mike McCarthy trainee, Umberto Rispoli going out to ride that Endlessly there. Then you got Baytown Chatterbox, West Saratoga is in this race. And then the 2 also eligibles are Circle P and Triple Espresso. Triple Espresso, I think, is also cross-entered in the Louisiana Derby. You get to the Louisiana Derby, which is a $1 million race at a mile and 3/16. This is the distance of the Preakness Stakes, the second jewel in the Triple Crown, a mile and 3/16. And they are Triple Espresso is also in that race for Todd Pletcher. Hall of Fame, that's Steve Asmussen's entry. Antiquarian for Todd Pletcher. He's got a couple in there. Todd Pletcher also cross-entered A Gate Road that's in that race. Then you got Catching Freedom, who also went in the race for Brad Cox. 6 is Awesome Rutta. Honor Maria's in the race, Next Level. Real Men Violin, Common Defense, Tuscan Gold. That was the Chad Brown entry. And, of course, Track Phantom. Track Phantom drew post 12 in that race at the fairgrounds. First blush, John? Jonathan?
Well, I'd like to know how you could even consider betting the Jack Ruby, to be honest with you. They have 12 horses entered, and nine of them have never run on synthetic. So how are you supposed to really play? Let's be honest. As far as the Louisiana Derby race, well, that's interesting. The fact that Track Phantom comes back, Plutch has got a bunch in there, but Track Phantom could be compromised by the post position he drew. And they're real lucky, Ralph. Imagine if today's weather showed up next week. They'd have a big problem, but the racing gods so far are on this side.
Not even a question about that. And it's going to be a big day of racing next weekend at the fairgrounds. In addition to the the Louisiana Derby, they also will have the race for the fillies, the 3-year-old fillies that holds Kentucky Oaks leaderboard points, and that is, of course, the Fairgrounds Oaks. They got a whole bunch of stakes races, the Costa Rising Stakes, the Crescent City Oaks, the Crescent City Derby, the Tom Benson Memorial, the Nolens Classic. This is for older horses. You got the Muniz Memorial Classic, as I said, the Fairgrounds Oaks, the Twin Spires Louisiana Derby, And so there's a lot of action going on there at the fairgrounds next weekend. And Turfway Park, although it's on synthetic, they've got six stakes races, five more that include the Bourbonnet Oaks, and that is for the Kentucky Oaks runners, the Kentucky Twin Spires Kentucky Cup Classic, the Latonia, the Rushaway, the Animal Kingdom. They're all also at Turfway Park. So we got a big, it's starting to really, our March Madness is starting, so to speak, at the end of the month and pushing right through to the first weekend in April. Now, of course, next week is March 23rd, and on March 30th, a whole bunch more of the 100-pointers for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard. So we're getting right down to the nitty-gritty now.
Yeah, it's amazing how these tracks really load up on these big days now. You know, they did it at Gulfstream when they had nine stake races, I think on Florida Derby Day or whatever. And, you know, even Santa Anita, all these tracks, when they have those big stakes, they make it like a mini Breeders' Cup kind of day, and they're terrific betting cards. Unfortunately, the rest of the week, it suffers a little bit, but better have one big day, I guess, than a bunch of little ones.
No question about that. We look now forward to those big days, that's for sure. And, of course, the people come out and play those races, not even a question about that. So we'll be all jazzed up and ready to go for next week and the push to the Kentucky Derby. I want to remind everybody out there right now that we are having our Kentucky Derby, annual Kentucky Derby seminar on the eve of the Kentucky Derby. Of course, that's Friday, May 3rd, the first Friday in May. It'll be right after the Kentucky Oaks Day card is completed and the West Coast Racing. About 6 o'clock, we're going to start the seminar in the Grandview Lounge. It's the lounge right next to the race book. And, of course, Jonathan, you'll be with us. You're flying out from New York for that. And John Linda will be with us from Southern California. We'll get a perspective from both sides of the country for the Kentucky Derby. And I'll air traffic control you guys there. It'll all be a great time, that's for sure. We should have some surprises as well. And that'll be at 6 o'clock on Friday, May 3rd, in the Grandview Lounge. And then, of course, the next day in the big ballroom upstairs here in the South Point Complex, the big ballroom, they'll have the Kentucky Derby Day betting party celebration there, big screen TVs, big banquet tables, food and beverage, discounts and prices, and, of course, plenty of betting windows to play the Kentucky Derby. Is going to be a great day. A great day of racing, like you say, not only on the Derby on Derby Day and not only the Oaks on Oaks Day, but two supporting great cards of stakes races on both days. It all happens here at the South Point. We'll be there playing the races, and we invite everybody out there right now to make your plans and come out with us. Not only will be playing the races there with you, but we're going to have a special Kentucky Derby preview show right here at the South Point Studios network sometime during that week. I think it'll be on Thursday night, but we'll get ready for the Derby then, and it's going to be a great time, that's for sure. We invite everybody out, and it's all free of charge. All of it's free. The first thing you take out of your pocket is if you want to buy some food, a beverage, or make a bet. And that's what it's all about, man. It's free of charge here. While other people may be charging to do it, not here. Not at the South Point, that's for sure. So come out and join us. And if you're listening out of town, you want to fly in, we also have a Kentucky Derby special they also have here at the South Point for rooms as well. All right, Jonathan, well, we might as well start and get some picks for today.
Just one note about yesterday, Ralph. Uh-huh. Oakland had Hall of Fame Day yesterday, put on a terrific. It was great seeing those old riders, Julie Crone, Sandy Hawley. I mean, it just brought back a lot of memories, and they really did a terrific job with that. So you got to give credit where credit is due.
No question about that. They had really nice video vignettes on all of the Hall of Famers that were there, and then they were all there live in the winner's circle. It was great to go down memory lane with all of those Hall of Famers and great trainers and jockeys, etc. Really a great job. You're right. They did a great job there yesterday.
Okay, Ralph, a couple of winners today. Aqueduct, the card is pretty light, to be honest with you, we found a terrific betting race, and it's the sixth race today. Full field of nine to go, so you're going to get value in there. And I really like the number four horse in here, FF Rocket. This is a seven-year-old gelding who was reclaimed last time out by trainer Lolita Shimavgal. She's had a lot of success with this horse. Not often you'll go back and reclaim a seven-year-old, but she did. Romero Marab board to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. Look for number 4, FF Rocket, to upset and win today's 6th race at Aqueduct.
All right, FF Rocket is the horse, 6th race on the card at Aqueduct. Number 4 is the number, and 8-1 on the morning line. Number 4 in the 6th race at Aqueduct is Jonathan's play there. And you're right, Jonathan, there's really only two races that look like they could be any type of good price, and the 6th race is one of them, and the 8th and final race is the other. All right, now we go to Santa Anita, right?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 5th race today, 6 furlongs on the turf, and another full field of 9, so that's good, and another race loaded with value. And I like the number 6 horse in here, Mas Rapido. This is a 4-year-old gelding from the Bob Hess barn. Ken DeSormo looking for his first win of the meet. He's going to get it here. This horse is listed at 8-1 on the morning line. He's had success at this distance on the turf course. I like number 6, Mas Rapido, to upset and win today's 5th race out at Santa Anita.
All right, 5th race Santa Anita, the anchor race in the early pick 4 and early pick 5. Of course, it's part of the late pick 5 and part of the pick 6 as well. In the 5th race, number 6, Mas Rapido, the 6 in the 5th race. Kent DeSormo getting off the schneid, Jonathan says, with a winner here in the 5th race, the 6, Mas Rapido. And that's your play at Santa Anita. Don't forget, Jonathan's doing hard work for you. He's got full sheets for Santa Anita, for Aqueduct, for Oaklawn, and for Gulfstream Park today. Right, Jonathan?
Yes, sir. At the website, JONHARDOON.com.
I got another hunch bet today. And St. Patrick's Day. You ready?
Go ahead.
First race, number 6, Irish Rose. Number 6, Irish Rose. In the first race at Santa Anita today. We'll wait and see.
Nice price. Yeah. Nice price, Ralph. 8-1. You did it yesterday.
8-1. That's right. The luck of the Irish is upon us, that's for sure. And by the way, on this special St. Patrick's Day, I do want to mention that our St. Patrick is, of course, Patrick McQuiggan, who is such a fiber of all of the things that we do together. He passed away a couple of years ago, just before COVID hit. And just want to mention that we always hold a special place on this day for Patrick McQuiggan. What a great guy he was, a great race player, a great handicapper, and a great contribution to not only this show, but other shows as well. We still miss you there, Patrick, and we just wanted to say hi again.
I second you, Ralph.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, my man. We will talk to you on Wednesday. You'll probably have a soapbox for us, but we'll get to you on Wednesday.
Probably, and it's Tampa Bay. We've been having a lot of success with the Tampa Bay selections on Wednesday. So tune in.
All right, you got it, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Ralph.
All right.
Stay safe and be well.
All right, happy St. Patrick's Day to you and yours, and we will be right back with Mr. Rich Eng. He's coming up next. Got another winner for us in college hoops yesterday, and that's just setting the table for the big March Madness that is about to happen, and it starts today, right after the selection show, with a special show right here at the South Point Studios Network on YouTube. We'll be right back to tell you about it.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is committed to helping our nation's heroes and their families in their darkest hours. When a first responder or veteran doesn't return home and leaves behind a young family, Tunnel to Towers supports them. The foundation pays off their mortgages and lifts their financial burdens through their Gold Star Family Home Program and Fallen First Responder Home Program. Through their Smart Home Program, catastrophically injured veterans and first responders regain their independence with a mortgage-free home, specially adapted to meet their unique physical needs. Tunnel to Towers also provides housing assistance and services to our nation's homeless veterans through their Homeless Veteran Program. They are helping more than 2,000 in 2023 because no veteran should be living on the streets of the country they signed up to protect. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices made by our nation's heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races.
Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for the St. Paddy's Day racing program. And, of course, today, later on, will be the selection show for the College Basketball National Championship, of course, their tournament. And it just gets crazy. And they have a big show coming up today right here on the South Point Network on your YouTube. Sports by the Book usually follows us a half hour after we're off the air here. On Sunday mornings at 8:30 to 9, I believe it's 8:30 to 10 o'clock.
Yep.
8:30 to 10. But today they are going to bring back the Sports by the Book show, and it starts at 4 p.m. right after the selection show and all of the brackets for the college basketball tournament. And while they're on the air here, going over the brackets, etc., Vinny Mugliolo and Chris Andrews are going to put together the opening numbers, the opening betting numbers for those brackets on the selection show. So you will have that. They will come in on the show afterwards, a little bit later on the show. So you'll have, Alex and, Jeff doing the show, and then you'll have Chris and Vinny joining the show. It's going to be your first look at that. As it's happening right after the selection show, and it happens today right here, and it starts at 4 p.m. So make sure you're on board at 4 p.m. for this. It's going to be a blockbuster show to start off March Madness. And our man who's helping us with that March Madness, of course, is Rich Eng. Rich, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie.
Well, I see you got your green on. I don't have bright green, but I have my green on. I got my dark green cap on, so... There it is. Of course, that green happens to be a hockey team, does it not?
It is the official logo of the Hartford Whalers from my home state of Connecticut.
There you go. Well, they certainly do have the luck of the Irish, that's for sure. And, of course, I was just talking with Jonathan about our good friend Patrick McQuiggan. Every St. Patrick's Day, of course, his memory comes up here on the show, and we honor Patrick. As a matter of fact, we could call this St. Patrick's Day on behalf of Patrick McQuiggan, that's for sure. What an individual, what a person, and he is well missed.
Yeah, when I moved to Las Vegas in 98, he was one of the very first people that I met when I went over to Sam's Town. Sandy and I had an apartment on Mountain Vista, and Patrick could not have been nicer from day one. And a great friend, and I truly miss him also, Ralph.
And a hell of a handicapper, too. A good player, that's for sure. He held court here in the South Point race book for years. He put together team bets for players out there, and they won a lot of money, that's for sure. And as I say, he will be well missed. And you knew it was St. Patrick's Day when you walked into the book here when Patrick McQuiggan was around, because he donned some great St. Patrick's Day, wardrobe, let's say.
Oh, absolutely. I'm wearing green, but Patrick really took the role many levels higher than I did.
And absolutely. And by the way, he was very, very Irish, that's for sure. All right, you gave us a winner yesterday in college hoop. A lot of upsets in college hoops yesterday, huh?
Yeah, well, first off, Grand Canyon was the last game last night.
Yeah.
And that was nip and tuck right till the end. It was a tie game with like two and a half minutes left, and then Grand Canyon pulled away late, actually deceiving a margin, double digits. But Houston got crushed by Iowa State, and Purdue lost.
Yeah.
So it really embeds the UConn Huskies far and away as the number one seed in the tournament.
What about North Carolina State? They went zipped right through the ACC and won the ACC.
Shades of Jim Valvano.
Yeah.
Miracle Wolfpack team. If people saw the 30 for 30, it's really great. to see the Wolfpack and Valvano win the national championship. You know, every game they played in the ACC tournament and in the NCAA tournament, they were the underdog in every single game.
Yep.
And they won right through. What a great story.
Maybe deja vu all over again? All right, selection show today, and we know that you'll be really pumping it for us next week when March Madness starts on Thursday. You'll be with us on Wednesday. We'll give you a little bit more time on Wednesday. I know that you'll be going over the brackets for sure for the next couple of days. You can give us some of your highlights of the first rounds in the brackets on Wednesday. But for today, there's still a few games left to play today, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a few more championship games, and I've had a heck of a roll this week.
You sure have.
On a high note, the game I'm actually going to, it starts in about an hour. It's the Ivy League championship game between Yale and Brown. If people saw the results of yesterday's semifinal, Brown upset the number one seed Princeton.
Yeah,
they almost blew a 25-point lead in the last 10 minutes of the game, but they held the win. Yale beat a very good Cornell team, and I think Yale is, to me, far superior. They're minus eight. But, you know, after Brown upset Princeton, hard to come right back and upset the number two seed. So let's go with the Yale Bulldogs in the Ivy League Championship.
All right, Yale Bulldogs in one of the final games today before we get to the selection show and, of course, set the table with all the brackets for the NCAA College Basketball Tournament. It's going to be a great tournament because I know Connecticut is, you know, the big dog. But I got to tell you, after what I saw yesterday, you know, anything can happen in college hoops, and it usually does, that's for sure, especially the first week, right, Rich?
Yeah, you know, just to get into the dance, anything can happen. You can make a run. I mean, take a look at last year's Final Four, Ralph. You had San Diego State.
Yep.
You had the FAU and the I'm trying to remember the fourth team, but you know they were all lower seeds and they won their way through. So you just got to get to the dance and let it happen.
One of the key things I think for me, and I know for you too, is wherever the team is at, whatever rank they are, it's the team that is on a roll right now, the ones that are playing very well right now, that you got to take a look at because they got the mojo going at the right time of the year. But we'll talk about that more on Wednesday. In the meantime, Richie, you also do horse racing, by the way, folks, and he has a racing sheet today, a selection sheet for Santa Anita today, as he does for others, every other Southern California racing day. It's at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. And Richie, what are you going to do for us today at Santa Anita?
Oh, by the way, it was Miami of Florida was the fourth team.
Yeah.
Race 7 at Santa Anita, 6.5 furlongs down the hillside turf course in the Irish O'Brien. And let's go with the 5, Rose Maddox, 5-2 in the morning line with Flavion Pratt. This is a turf horse, not a dirt horse. So draw a line through that last race where she did not fire. She's back on her preferred surface. So let's go with the 5, Rose Maddox, to win the Irish O'Brien.
All right, in the 7th race, the Irish O'Brien, you like the 5 Rose Maddox. The 5 Rose Maddox in the 7th race is your selection. Don't forget, get his the rest of his selections right now at the racedaylasvegas.com websites. All right, Richie, get ready, set, go, and we'll be talking to you on Wednesday.
Sounds good, Ralph. Thanks, and good luck, everybody.
All righty, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll give you Jerry Jackowitz picks, and we'll end up with John Lindo. Don't go away. Happy St. Patty's Day, everybody.
From the South Point Studio, the perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
See over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
Oreo.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas to wrap up the St. Paddy's Day show this Sunday for you. We're going to give you Jerry Jackowicz picks right now. He's not with us today, but we're going to give you Jerry's picks, and we're going to go to Aqueduct first. So go to Aqueduct. Aqueduct, Jerry comes in the eighth and final race today at Aqueduct. His feature play is number 12, Manja. The 12, Manja, is the play there at 5-1 on the morning line. His link-ups are 1, 5, and 9. So the 12 over 1, 5, 9, and reverse in the eighth race, the final race of the day at Aqueduct. That's Jerry's play, the 12 over 1, 5, 9 in the eighth. Then at Santa Anita, Jerry comes in the ninth and final race there as well. In the ninth race at Santa Anita, Jerry likes the 2 Maltese Falcon. The 2 Maltese Falcon is Jerry's play in the ninth at Santa Anita. The link-ups there are 3, 4, and 9 and reverse. 2 over 3, 4, 9 and reverse. And don't forget that Jerry's selections for all of Santa Anita and all Aqueduct at jerryjspowerpage.com. Now we want to bring in John Lindo. John Lindo, happy St. Paddy's Day, John.
Good morning. Happy St. Paddy's Day, Ralph. And I tell you what, I miss on St. Paddy's Days wondering what Patrick McQueen would be wearing to the sports book there at the South Point.
Well, we know it would be green, and we know it would be a lot of green, and we know he'd be looking like a really green Irish guy today, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And, either he's on the golf course with a cold beverage in his hand.
That's for sure. And we do miss him here. That's for sure. So today is our St. Paddy McQuiggan's Day. That's for sure. Irish O'Brien Stakes is the feature today at Santa Anita. One note that I didn't get to when I was doing the recap, and there was a horse that broke down yesterday at Santa Anita.
Yeah, the winner of race number 6, Matanzas Creek, won the race, and right after the wire, he went down and he dropped jockey Frankie Dettori. They took him back to the barn for observation, but I guess the injuries were too severe. They had to put him down. Frankie Dettori took off the rest of his mounts. He won't ride today, but he was scheduled to have the day off. He's celebrating a wedding anniversary down in Mexico. So no Frankie Dettori today, but I think he's okay. He was able to walk off from that accident with no problem.
And I can tell you, Matanzas Creek won scarily easily, too. That is a shame there, for sure. Hey, way to go with the Linda Report. Your $16 outlay in the final pick four, the suggested pick four yesterday, and the late pick four at Santa Anita, paid $220.10. And if you put our St. Paddy's Day hunch bet horse, Shamrockin', together in the first of the pick five with your pick six, that would have cost $16, and you got it back over $1,800. So it was a good day yesterday, capped off by your winner on the show, Lahania Flavor, that paid $8.80, giving Umberto Rispoli his 1,999th career win. So we'll maybe get it today. Rispoli might get the luck of the Irish today.
You might get it done. He's got some live mounts today.
All right, Coast to Coast Pick 5 selections, all the goody information, and another suggested late Pick 4 is all on the Linda Report today right here at the South Point in the Racebook, free of charge, only here in Las Vegas at the South Point, and it is free, complimentary to the race players. They love race players here and the Linda Report. Let's parlay. John, what are we doing?
Let's go to the seventh race today, the Irish O'Brien Stakes, and this is kind of a replay of the race down the hill in the Sunshine Fillies Mare Turf in January, where Rose Maddox beat Chancery Way and Ship and Scam by a nose. I think a good chance here for Ship and Scam to turn the tables. She got floated wide in that race, got beat ahead. Rose Maddox had a perfect trip, got through on the inside. Maybe with a little better trip here, Ship and Scam can again turn the tables. 5-1 in a very evenly matched field is good value. So number 3, Ship and Scam, inside of Chancery Way this time, in the seventh race, the Irish O'Brien Stakes.
John, seventh race, number three is your play there, but I do believe the horse's name is Stay and Scam.
Oh, I did. Then I typed it wrong. There's another horse named Ship and Scam for those guys, and I apologize. Stay and Scam, my mistake.
That's right. So in the seventh race, the Irish O'Brien Stakes, number 3, Stay and Scam, is John Lindo's play. Just remember the 3 in the seventh race. We're going to wrap it up real quick by wishing everybody a happy St. Paddy's Day. Don't forget, Sports by the Book at 4 o'clock today. You got to see it. Make sure you're on board for that here. Real quick, John, say it.
Have a great race day, everybody.
It's Ralph Serrato at Race Day Las Vegas, morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas, online at KSHP.gov.